All right, I'm going to get out of the way, but please welcome Betsy and Clark.
Thank you. Thanks, Don. Thanks, everybody. Wow, what a great day. It's been really wonderful to be a part of this, and we appreciate you all sticking around, and it's just an honor to get to play some music now, too. Had some great sessions in the morning, so much great music all day, and thanks to everybody who made this happen. This is a really cool thing. Let's keep Fermat going. More fun than a laundrette, I always say.
Let's play some of that country music.
Let's play some music that we like, and we hope y'all enjoy it too. We have a few different entities, and when we present music, sometimes it's the duo, Betsy and Clark, and then sometimes we include our ampersand over here, Brett Hodges. He's the ampersand that keeps us together, and then we also have a string quartet version of ourselves as well. Version of ourselves? That sounds weird. I'll talk to myself about that later. But a lot of it comes from the Ozarks and some other places related to the Ozarks. And we're going to start out with an Ozark fiddle tune called Lost Indian. Seems like there's a lot of them out there. Tunings, I guess, for fiddle, cross tuning. So I switched fiddles back to my standard, and Clark is going to kick off this tune, this song that we really love. You did some Carter Family earlier, and it's always good to do more Carter Family. I don't want to presume. I think everybody probably here in the room is pretty familiar with the first family of country music. Yeah, but just in case, boy howdy, do I have a rabbit hole for you. Type in the Carter Family. See where it takes you, and this is one of the sweet ones.
I think we can safely say, without the Carter Family, none of us who we've heard today,
yeah,
earlier and the showcases this evening, would do what we do.
Probably,
if,
yeah.
If it weren't for
known
the
or not.
Of the Carter Family.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So we have them to thank, that's right. And here comes my Dixie darling with my banjo right in tune. That's right. Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. Oh yeah! Thank you. Mason-Dixie line, down where the honeysuckles are entwined. That's where the southern winds are blowing. That's where the daisies growing. The girls of the north in their gay finery, whirling around in the society, singing songs of Dixie, darling, where I long to be. My Dixie, darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo riding tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie, darling, my Dixie queen. Caroline, I drink my booze and do as I please for all those girls I long to squeeze. Singing songs of Dixie, darling, that's where I long to be going, down where the jelly roll's rolling with my Dixie queen. My Dixie, darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with a banjo riding tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie, darling, my Dixie queen.
Clark Wyatt playing some beautiful, beautiful banjo. Banjo he built himself. I like what Kelly Wirtz said earlier about being the ballast. There's so much great music being written every day, every second, every millisecond. A new song is born, and that's wonderful. Keep the music going. And we also feel, we all create music ourselves, but there's so much great music that we love from the past, and keeping it alive is really exciting because each generation, too, it's got to get turned on to the old stuff, too. And I just love that. Even before I was listening to old-time music, I grew up on classic rock and roll. And so, that's right. Led Zeppelin, my first, an earlier press release for myself when I was out there doing solo work and really rocking with the fiddle and everything, I quoted some of my earliest heroes of music, and I still feel this way about them, Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix and Pete Townsend. It's like, and this is the closest I could get. That was too many strings. I got confused. So, on our album that we made last summer with Brett and with Alex, our full band, as well as some duo material, we do have a couple of original pieces on there, fiddle tune and a song, and we'll share with you this song. It's lived a few different lives, I guess, at different stages of my life. It's had different settings and different melodies, and it never had a chorus until we were preparing to get started on the recording, and with Clark, here comes a chorus. And so maybe everything isn't resolved and how to make peace of the whole world, but I think the way this chorus comes together is kind of hopeful, I hope anyway. This is a song called In This World.
One, two,
hard time in this world to walk the right path. You may be lost if you travel too fast. When you don't know the way, it can darken your day in this world. Hard time in this world to speak with your heart. You may be faced with hurtful remarks. Search for the words and hope that you're heard.
Live love your love as you do. this world. Hard time in this world to do what's best. You may mean well and still make a mess. It can make you tired if you try too hard. It's a hard time in this world.
It's one I first read about in those Little House on the Prairie books with Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I told you I grew up in classic rock and roll. I didn't like the word fiddle, let alone country music, when I was growing up. But I was compelled and so in awe and wonder about the illustrations in the books. And, of course, this was back in the Dark Ages, pre-internet. So we had to read by candlelight. It was a very different time. That's how old I am. I told you, Don, 500 years, man, without this.
Y'all, I just... candlelight reminded me of something.
Okay.
This is just a little bonus. Y'all are wonderful, but just a little bonus. If we all lose electricity, when we all lose electricity, depending on how things go in the near future, your guitars will still work.
I know, it's going to be cool. Hooray for that! Let's do that tune. Laura's Pa played the old Arkansas Traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to kick it?
Yeah.
to finish out this this set. And again, want to say thanks so much. First Firm out here, yeah! And Farm Folk Alliance, all of it. It really feels good to have this community together. And thanks again also to Buffalo Room. And it's nice to meet some new friends. Hopefully we can still meet after this, too. Come and talk to us if you like. We've got CDs over there, but we just want to do the shake and howdy and make sure we stay in touch with you all and see you down the road real soon. I'm going to switch fiddles because this one's really, oh, my gosh. We're going somewhere magical.
So I'm going to take the moment to say that normally at this moment, Betsy would talk about the magical land of Calico that we're about to go to. It's
really great. I got a lot of good things to say about
it. It's a fantastical place where you can use your imagination.
you're very funny.
You can paint a little movie in your mind.
Yes.
What, Betsy?
I love mind movies.
What kind of movie do you see when we play?
Well, it's very technicolor, and not to be too technical, but it's very brightly colored, and there's rolling hills. And the tune is called Calico, so that already sets up, you can get some images in your mind and so about what the landscape looked like. But the important part is when you come over that last hill and you're like, I'm really having a great time here. And then you see the best thing ever, a whole bunch of baby goats dancing together. It's the best.
So I for me it was bunnies, baby bunnies. But
again with the baby goats.
Yeah. But then
you can't get rid of them.
I started stretching it a little bit. This is going to take a minute. So I started stretching it just a little bit further with unigoats, with unicorns.
And then
pega unigoats.
What?
Which are
Peppy?
Pega unigoats, like Pegasus unigoats. So now we have flying baby goats with horns. With little rainbow farts. And they're just beautiful.
That's the best part.
None of this was the important part of what I wanted to say. The important part of what I wanted to say was this is all very fantastical, cinematic, and joyful. And a few weeks ago, somebody that I never knew except through their YouTube channel, the fantastic actor, writer, filmmaker, and just a person that was just full of life. And I learned so much about filmmaking. I've learned so much about filmmaking from this young man. In his videos, and was just thoroughly entertained by him while watching them, to the point that I felt like we're almost friends, and he was friends to thousands of people in the same way. His name was Esklid Fors from Norway, and he wasn't even 30 yet, and he died last month of what they're calling acute depression. And the thing is, you'd never have thunk it to watch any of his work. He was just full of adventure and joy and passion for all of his work. So it really struck everybody by surprise. But so we're going to send this one out to him, and we're not going to play a sad sack song for him, because he didn't live that way. And we're just going to leave this as a reminder to, even though people may be gregarious and happy and full of life to you, they may be deeply hurting on the inside. So with that, Calico.
Beautiful.